This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The interim president of Western Illinois University believes the school has turned the corner after years of layoffs, program cuts, and declining enrollment. Dr. Martin Abraham opened the new semester with an upbeat speech to faculty, staff, and students. Afterward, he told Tri-State's Public Radio, enrollment numbers are moving in the right direction.
The retention numbers fall to spring. And again, this is new freshmen who enrolled in the fall of 19 to spring registration. Those numbers are up. We're expecting that to be close to 90% based on where we are today and what we expect to be on the 10th day number. We have a greater enrollment of new graduate students this spring than we had last spring. So we're seeing a lot of positive news or positive signs in the enrollment numbers, and that I think is a big positive for us, and we expect that trend to continue as we continue to do things that are going to impact our fall enrollment.
What about diversity? You talk quite a bit about diversity during this address. Why does that remain an issue of such importance?
Well, we have a sizable number of our students come from diverse backgrounds, and even within our majority population, we have great diversity. We have students coming from all sorts of economic backgrounds. We have rural students and urban students. We have an adult population and a direct from high school population. We have ethnic, we have race, we have religious diversity. We have all of these different types of individuals on our campus. And it's important for us to make sure that every one of those students and every one of those faculty and staff are welcome both on our campus and in our communities, that they have an opportunity to be heard, to be listened to, that their viewpoints is understood, that their backgrounds is acknowledged, because they all have something to contribute to our success. And the more we can listen to this diverse set of viewpoints, the more we can understand the different backgrounds that people come from, the better off we are going to be in terms of putting together programs and opportunities for all of them so that everybody can be successful.
The previous administration eliminated African American studies and women's studies as majors. Do you foresee bringing those back?
We're going to put together a strategic planning process. I think that's a great question for them to address.
You talk quite a bit about the strategic planning process during your address. What about the current strategic plan? Is it outdated, or is it simply time to update the strategic plan?
I think it's time to update the strategic plan. We've had a substantial change in the leadership. We've had a substantial change in the operations of the university. The enrollment declines have changed what we have to look forwards to. I think it's time to begin to look at it differently and start to refresh that and look again at where we can go and what the future holds for us.
Do you anticipate the need to make more faculty or staff layoffs?
I do not anticipate any need for any layoffs at this point, and I'm optimistic that we will not have any further reductions in force.
Do you anticipate adding employees?
I do. We're searching for deans at this point. We're searching for a number of faculty at this point. We've got staff openings that we're looking to fill, and I certainly expect that we're going to be adding people to meet the needs that we continue to have.
It sounds like you're proceeding as if the word interim is not in front of your title. Is that true?
Well, I figure that if I want the job permanently, the best way I can do that is to demonstrate that I have the capability of doing that job effectively. And for me, that means proceeding in a way that puts the university in the best place that it can be for the future. Whether it turns out to be me or somebody else, I think that that's the best way that I can do this for not only the university, but for myself.
Dr. Martin Abraham is the interim president of Western Illinois University. Abraham says he is definitely interested in being Western's next president, but he wants to see what the search process looks like. The Board of Trustees voted just a month ago to conduct a national search that could take up to a year and a half and cost up to $250,000. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.